What's up, guys? Welcome back to the In Progress Podcast. I am your anime guy with nobody because everybody has left me and I'm here all alone. But I have two special guests today. Coming back, we have Kat.
Hello.
Yes, that's Kat. And a very, very special guest, Ego. What's up?
I'm eating my tendies, bro.
Bro, nice. Yo, again, I know I've asked this, but if you want to share some of that, hit me up, man.
They're mine.
See, I
do not steal the tendies.
I worked hard for these.
Logo Jojo was not be able to make it this time, so it will just be us. Because Kat killed Nathan, and now she killed Logo Jojo, because apparently I just can't be happy. So, thanks, Kat.
Not cool.
Not cool. Ego, I don't know if you listened to the podcast, or especially the last one, I guess. But it had Kat in it, so I can understand why you wouldn't. Yeah, basically, we're starting out, like, whoever is on the podcast will ask, like if obviously if you watch Hunter x Hunter, how you got into it, you know? Your origin story.
My origin?
Yes, so tell us. How'd you get into Hunter x Hunter, Ego?
Tell us your origin story.
All right. I'm trying to think about how I got into Hunter x Hunter, though. I was just browsing around on Netflix one day, and I saw it, and I was like, yo, this is kind of quirky. I'll watch it. What was that? Yeah, I watched all they have on Netflix, which was until, like, the middle of the furry arc, and then it just...
The furry arc?
Oh, yeah, I did that, too.
And so I went a while without it, and then I got Crunchyroll. I was like, yo, this is Hunter x Hunter.
You didn't immediately go and finish it?
Well, no, because I was like, it was before I knew Crunchyroll even existed.
Noob.
I know, and then I learned it existed, and so I found Hunter x Hunter, and I watched the rest of it. And, like, that's it. That's the origin story.
Nice.
Boring.
Yeah.
I know,
hey.
Not as quirky as yours, but, you know, I'm very emotional.
That was a great origin story, man. Don't listen to Kat, okay? Kat doesn't know what she's saying.
I remember I listened to last week's podcast, and Kat's origin story, man, kind of boring.
Right? I mean,
the best.
Oh, see, here's the thing. We find it. She had to have her dad find it for her.
Imagine.
I wanted to get into anime.
Imagine Kat's dad finding your anime.
Now, Ego, you usually say you're a big fan of JoJo. So basically, when everybody mentions JoJo, you usually pop up and, you know, say something. So, question, who is your favorite JoJo and why?
Oh, that's a pretty good one. I mean, it's a three-way tie, technically. But if I had to pick an overall favorite, probably Part 4 Josuke.
Oh, Kat, what do you have to say about that?
Joseph is better from Part 2.
Well, I mean, Joseph, here's the thing. Part 2 Joseph doesn't have any stands. All he has is breath. But Josuke, literally both Josukes, not even just one, but two, have cool stands. And Josuke is automatically made cooler than Part 2 Joseph because of that.
No, but see, Joseph, the best JoJo.
She has no...
That's
how she fights it. She's just like, yeah, he's just the best.
He has cooler hair!
Hey.
Did you actually just make fun of Josuke's hair?
Bro, I was about to say.
I did.
Wow.
That's not cool, bro.
Wait, Kat, how did you find JoJo?
I think... You told me to watch it.
Hey, see, look, I just, you know... I just give it out to people, man. You know, like, hey... I recommend good stuff. What can I say?
Okay, well, actually, I started watching it. Like, I watched the first two episodes, like, a couple years ago, and I never finished it. And then you told me to watch it, so I did.
What, did you start from the beginning, or were you, like, the part skipper?
I started from the beginning. I do not skip parts.
I bet you skipped a part.
I bet you did.
My friend started on part 3.
Whoa. You have a friend?
No, I think she says her friend, she means herself. That would make more sense.
No.
You know why Kat likes Joseph so much? It's to hide the fact that she skipped part 2 when she first watched it. You know, she just went straight to part 3. So in order to hide that, she acts obsessed with Joseph. Boom, exposed.
exposed. You hear it here first, guys. Exclusive.
I'm sorry for exposing me like that, Kat, but, you know, had to be done.
Did y'all know Epstein killed himself? No. So, basically, if y'all don't know who Ego is, he's in our Hunter Hunter Discord a lot. That's where I found him.
He's a loser.
And,
Yeah, please come and join and talk to me. I'm lonely.
Yes.
Don't do it. He's a loser.
Also, if you like Voring too, then definitely join with Ego.
Definitely, man. I got all the Vore.
He's got the Vore and the Tendies. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
But just beware, because Kat's in there a lot. So if you ever see, you know, a lot of Joesters, Joes with Joester talk, just leave. Just leave.
Aww.
You got no kid. Just leave the server. Leave life.
Joestar is bisexual confirmed.
Yes. Has a kid, gets married to a woman.
No, because Steve's his boyfriend.
Yeah, so anyway, are y'all going to AX next year?
I want to go.
No.
Straight up no. Bro, Ego, you need to go, man.
Too much work.
Make Kat pay for you.
Kat, can you lend me some money?
No, I don't have...
You know, I thought we were friends, dude. Can you actually do this to me?
I was never friends with
literally,
you.
Literally, after what I've done for you, literally after everything, this is how you repay me.
We were never friends.
Whoa, Kat.
We were never friends. We were best friends.
We were best friends. Ray was my best friend, but then, no, he's not. Now it's Cluck.
Cluck? They're talking about people in the Hunter Hunter Discord. Just, I'm telling you guys, whoever's listening, just join, because it's just going to be a lot easier to know who we're talking about, you know, for future episodes and stuff. So, yeah.
If you join, you can make fun of Kat, so...
Yes. Guys, please. Exactly. And she'll take it, too. We'll mute her so she can't say anything, and all she is will just look at your insults, basically. But...
That's so mean.
It is. No, nah, Kat's cool. But no, we...
Oh, no.
No, we basically in the... I don't know. When was it? Usually a while ago. I can't remember exactly when it was, but basically we were thinking about making a podcast just for the Discord, like a Hunter Hunter podcast. But evidently that didn't happen. But it seems like slowly but surely it's coming along. You know, we just name it a different name, basically. But yeah, we got Kat. Now we got Ego. So it's like, you know, it's becoming the Hunter Hunter Discord podcast, but with a different name, I guess.
You should definitely get Meteor on here, though.
Bro, we need... We definitely get Meteor on here. Kit Kat? Kat who?
Kit Kat. I like Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kats are good. Here's a weird thing. It's weird to me. There are probably people that's like it's normal to them, but Kat does not like pizza at all. And I am so shocked by that. Kat, why? Why are you inhumane?
I don't know. I just don't eat it.
Kat always has the best answers. Ego, give an answer for her. Please.
Pasta is better. That's why.
Pasta is better than what?
Pizza.
Bruh.
Bro, pizza sucks. Pasta is
what? What? Who are you people?
Pasta is the best food ever.
Pasta is honestly way better than pizza. By a very large margin.
Dang, I'm eating like the wrong pasta. Send me something, man. Jeez.
You just gotta make the right stuff.
The right stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's so much you can do with pasta.
I mean, I'm telling you, spaghetti, that's pretty up there. I'm not gonna lie. That's pretty good.
I love spaghetti. Fettuccine Alfredo, very good.
Kat, what are you talking about?
Pasta!
Fred's Chini Avocado. Got it.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Nani?
What is that?
You don't know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
You are uncultured.
Says the one. People that don't like pizza.
Side, but you know what? I'm going to say it, bro.
Say it.
Pizza might just be a little worse than pasta.
Bruh.
That's right. Said it.
Why'd you say that?
Kat made me angry, so you know.
Cat.
Might as well just insult pasta.
Cat.
I
want
to try squid ink pasta.
Why?
Because of Joseph A. Tard.
Sounds cool.
Because Joseph ate it. Tard.
Exactly.
Yo, when y'all think, when y'all think JoJo Part 6 will be here?
2028.
Dang.
Tell me now.
Why so? Why so late?
Because they're just going to focus on the OVAs.
Rohan OVAs.
Oh, Rohan.
His feedback.
I love Rohan.
All that stuff.
I don't think I even watched one OVA of Rohan. Like, I attempted, but I was just like, eh.
I haven't watched any OVAs. Why do they have to make him look so weird, though? I like him.
That's because they're going with the more recent art style. You're just too uncultured to know this.
You hear it first, guys. Kat is apparently very uncultured in this podcast. We are finding out.
She doesn't even
know different types of pasta
other
than spaghetti.
Yeah, there's a pasta.
Would ramen be considered pasta?
Pasta was considered soup.
Either way, they're all good. Depending on the flavor, I guess.
Is ramen soup?
Is ramen pasta?
Is ramen soup?
Is cat annoying? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
The answer is yes.
There you go. Oh, spoiler. Speaking of spoilers, Kat gave us some spoilers of her webcomic she's doing. Boom.
But I have not started.
She has not
finished writing everything.
But we got some concept art, and if you follow the Discord and follow our Twitter account and follow Ego on Twitter, then we will release everything. We will release everything. All the story, just boom. You have it all. So yeah. No, I'm kidding. So
no, please follow me.
Kat, how long have you been working on this webcomic, by the way? I mean, I know you're in the writing stage, but, like, when did you, like, you know, start thinking, basically, of it?
I don't know. Earlier this year?
Interesting. Again, guys, like, Kat has the best answers.
I think it was, like, a few months ago or something. I don't know. Like, I just randomly drew, like, a wizard character because I felt like it. And then I just started making more. And then my mom gave me the idea to make, like, a series, so I'm trying to work.
Your mom seems like she's a big supporter of you. I mean, well, never, I guess that is a mom. But, like, she really pushes it for you, so that's always cool to see. So,
yeah.
So do you always, like, draw random characters for the fun of it? Because I know you always draw, but, like, do you, like, do, like, original characters usually? Or is that just, like, a thing?
Yeah, most of the time. Like, I used to do a lot of fan art, but now I'm just doing a bunch of character designs because it's, like, my favorite thing to do.
That's cool. Ego, what about you, man? Why aren't you drawing?
I'm eating tendies.
Oh. All right, well, sorry, man. Guys, again?
Oh, you should see his art. His art is beautiful.
Ooh.
Dude, my art is amazing.
We need to have, like, a contest because, I don't know, man. I did some crazy art. Kat might know it. Kat, here's the thing. I looked at your Twitter account the other day, and why do you still have my the Twitter banner?
Does she actually still have it?
Yeah, I drew like a bad cat, and that said oof or something, and she has that as a Twitter banner, and it's been what, a year?
Yeah, bro. Okay. Please make me a Twitter thingy banner, because...
Don't do it!
Because, as a bro, you should do it for me. Just saying, as one of the bros, you know?
Yo.
Don't do it! Make it in the same style as mine.
Bro.
Bruh, mine's gonna be bigger and better, and it's gonna outshine Kat, and basically, Ego's gonna blow up on Twitter. That's how good it's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
Just you wait. Yeah, Kat,
yeah,
look at that. Kat's belief. Not like negative 30 seconds. I'm already done. Check it out. It's right there.
Bro, it's beautiful.
Thank you. I try every time.
Honestly, better than cats. I approve of it. I like it.
Thank you, man.
Should do more.
It oh for sure, man.
Oh, speaking of art, commission me $25.
Nope. We don't commission Cat.
Cat,
you got your chance. No more.
Too late.
No.
No self promoting, bro. But please follow me on Twitter.
Speaking of when we were talking about AX earlier, have y'all ever been to a con before?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I go to conventions a lot.
Do you, anime conventions or like just any kind of convention?
Just any kind. Like I went to Comic Con 1 year and then Anime Expo another year, and then 1 year I went to like this really obscure con. I don't remember what it's called, and then like. For a few years in a row, I went to VidCon.
Oh,
VidCon?
Yeah, Kat. She's always flexing.
I want to cosplay at a convention, though.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you doing the Nezuko cosplay from Kimetsu no Yaiba?
Yeah, I want to.
You don't think
you...
Well, I mean, hey, AX is like, what, July? So I feel like you you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, well,
Spider-Cat.
Kat. Do you have any weird or funny experiences from a con? Anything you can think of?
No, not like yours.
Mine? I mean, you kind of have like something, like something you saw, or like, you know, was the cons just basically normal to you? Quote unquote normal.
I think it was like this one weird Pokemon cosplay.
That's the.
Oh, and I saw a furry.
Wow. That sounds...
Falcon? No. No way.
Oh, shoot.
It was Logo.
That's where Logo JoJo is. He's at a convention right now as a furry.
He's at a furry convention.
That explains why he ditched us.
It all makes sense.
Have you been to a convention?
Lately, no.
Wow, not a true fan.
I can't even remember the last time I went to one, to be honest. But no, I have. I don't know. Have you ever met like I'm really awkward meeting people, evidently.
Me too.
But I feel like it's more of like, you know, because I had like I've met two voice actors. But do y'all know Trina Nishimura by chance?
No.
Okay. Well, she voices Mikasa in Attack on Titan.
Mikasa?
Oh, yeah.
Mikasa?
Oh, cool.
Mufasa.
I've heard the story.
Oh, Kat's heard that? Okay. Well, to people who haven't, Ego, shout out to that man. His tendies are amazing, from what I hear.
Yes.
Basically, I think it was my first con, I think. I don't know. But I wore a Tokyo Ghoul mask when it was like, you know, brand new, when Tokyo Ghoul was just getting out there. And when I was going to the con, there were people like, oh, like, you know, since Tokyo Ghoul was new and stuff, people want to take pictures. So I was like, yeah, that's fine. So people got up and I would make like a small comment or something, like if somebody went to go take a picture with me, but nobody would say anything. And then somebody would say something and then I'm like, oh, do a little funny remark, nothing. I'm like, man, I thought that was funny, but I guess not. Time later, as I go to the con, whatever, I see Trina Nishimura, and I'm like, hey, I'll go take a picture with her. So I go up there and still have the mask on. And by the way, I do not cosplay at all. And I guess this is one good reason why I don't cosplay. The guy that was with her, that helped her out at her little, I wouldn't say panel, but like a little table there, he's like, oh, cool. When the guy was talking about my mask and I say something else funny, apparently I'm just not a funny guy because he just like looked at me and then just like, he didn't really frown, but he stopped smiling and just went, looked back down at the table. Then I took a picture with Trina Nishimura, whatever, and it was just a weird experience because I kept saying something and basically, I had a zipper on the whole time, and I didn't realize it until it was over, and all I had to do was just unzip it, and that's why nobody could hear me the whole time, basically. That was it. So, that was awkward.
Stupid!
Shut up!
Stinky!
The second time I met Johnny Young Bosch, who voices Ichigo from Bleach and a lot of stuff, which I was he's a voice actor. But basically, I try to I never know what to do when I like meet somebody like that, and I've never really met somebody really famous. And I was a big fan of his.
But you've met me.
I have?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, I didn't even notice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro. On my YouTube channel, I have like 50 subs. That automatically makes me famous.
Oh, famous. Definitely.
Please subscribe to my channel.
So. Cat who?
Huh?
Exactly. So anyway, basically I meet up with Johnny and Bosch and we hang out and become best friends. And no, it was awkward. Again, you know, I don't even feel like telling the story anymore. It's just I had awkward encounters with people. So basically, I do not want to meet with anybody ever again. I'm staying at my house forever. And yeah.
Kind of sad.
It's very sad, yes. But no.
It's only awkward because you make it awkward.
Yeah, well,
only awkward if you don't offer to give them a homie hug.
I never know what to say, to be honest. Like, I go up there and he's like, hey, and I just shake his hand. I'm just like, hey, can I take a picture? I'm basically like, hey, I like your work and stuff, but it's that thing where you try to be original and not say what everybody always says, but then when you try to do that, it just messes up and it just becomes awkward and you don't do either. You're just standing up there just like weird.
Wow.
And I found out I'm like over maybe almost 2 feet taller than Johnny Young Bosch. So it was even, it felt more weird. I don't know why. Ego's like 9 feet, man.
Dude, I'm only 5'7".
Bruh, hey. You're
normal.
Oh man, I wish Logo Jojo was here because y'all can totally relate right now.
How tall is he?
5'7".
Are you
sure? Bro,
Are you serious?
I'm serious, man. I'm totally serious.
Y'all boring.
Bro, Kat's like 12 and 2 feet tall. So, everybody's taller than her.
Short squad.
Short squad? More like dumb squad.
Got him. Skrrr.
Got him. Get roasted.
Short squad is cool because we get things built for us like stools and ladders. Y'all tall people don't get that.
Yes, but we step on you little short people. Like, guys, I was just walking the other day and I just stepped on Cat, you know? So
also,
small, didn't even see her.
You would be complaining if you couldn't have a mobile armrest. That's what short people are here for.
Hey, Ego, did you hear anything?
No, not really.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't hear... I mean, it sounded like a very little squeaky sound, like very high-pitched.
Very quiet.
Yeah. I don't know. Cat, are you there?
Cat, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh my god, guys, I gotta go to the bathroom. Hold on, y'all talk... No, I'm kidding. Yo, have y'all ever ate sweet tart ropes?
No.
Bro.
Sweet tart what?
Sweet tart ropes.
Are those like sweet tarts but in a rope?
It's the best thing. I'm telling you gotta try it. I'm addicted. I got Logo Jojo addicted, and I'm about to get the whole world addicted. It's some good stuff. It's better than pasta.
You're telling me you're going to get Joe addicted? Sweet tart ropes?
Are these like...
Wait.
Licorice?
Who's Joe?
Joe Mama!
Oh, this guy! You got me, man.
Wait, who's Joe
Candace?
Mama?
What?
Joe Mama Joe?
Cat, what?
What?
You said something.
Are these like... Sweet tart ropes, are they like licorice? They look like licorice.
Kinda? They got like a
licorice
little...
Licorice is gross!
Oh my gosh, Kat. Kat is really inhumane. We're learning a lot of things about Kat tonight. And it's basically she is not a person. She's an alien. She's just another...
Licorice is disgusting.
I can't believe you, Kat.
You know what else is disgusting? Your voice.
Your face.
Ooh, got him.
Roses are red. Kat is fat.
Oh.
Her face looks like it was hit Ego's with a baseball bat.
Yo, Ego, you're a poet, man.
I honestly am such a poet.
He keeps reusing that same thing.
That is only the second time I've used it. Ever.
Yeah, no, in the Discord, I don't know, was it yesterday or something? Yeah, we basically torture Kat a lot when she doesn't torture everybody else. And I don't know, Kat wasn't in there or something. And so we just started making poems about Kat. And yeah, basically, I don't know. Why do we do this? I don't think we have reason to do anything. We just do it because we do, basically.
Kind of funny.
Yes.
In the moment.
In the moment. Wait, Ego, I don't know why I just noticed this now. But why do you have the girl from Kimetsu as your profile picture?
Okay, so here's the thing. Out of, like, all the cute anime girls, I realized something important.
What's that?
That most of them that I like, most of the anime girls that I like are in anime that aren't currently coming out. Yeah, that's the word that I'm looking for. But this girl...
Whoa, they're not gay?
But this girl, see... I don't know. I just thought the photo was kind of funny, and I like her. You know, she's kind of cute, so, you know, might as well just have her as my profile pic.
Nice.
And it's either that or, like, some random JoJo photo, and this one's a lot easier to look at.
I got you. I would ask, yeah. I would ask Kat, but frankly, I just don't care.
Mine? I chose mine.
Shut up!
It demonstrates how gay Joseph and Caesar are.
But Caesar, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that this is
no
Kat, everyone.
No straight men would have their faces that close together.
Hey,
me and my homies get all up in each other's faces, and that's
yeah,
that's
Kat, you really don't get in your homies' them. Faces.
You really don't have homies unless you get like all up in their faces.
Exactly. Like you got to have nose to nose, or it's just not right.
You just gotta be touching, man. Just
would
have
you
homies work.
Your homie?
Heck yes.
Whoa, language, bro.
Whoa. I mean, yes, I totally would smooch my homies. Cause, you know, because if it's your homie, it's automatically no homo, which is why Joseph is no homo. But, yeah.
He doesn't say no homo.
No,
because
if it's with your homie, it's not gay no matter what. As long
he's
as he's
never
your homie.
Said that Caesar
it's
was
not gay. It's a three way.
What?
What?
Exactly.
Joseph, not gay. TBH, to be honest.
He is bisexual. And it is canon.
No, it's not.
Hey, I like cannons. You know, when they actually, actual real cannons that shoot stuff and hit, you know, that can hit Kat and kill her. So that's a good cannon. Well, I had to get you back. She's killing Logo Jojo. She killed Nathan. I mean, I have nobody else. I have to take revenge on them.
I'll kill you next. How about
sweet.
That?
Wait, Ego, you got to take over the podcast for me, man, if she kills me.
All right, bro. All
right, bro. I believe in you, man.
No, then I'll kill
you. I don't know how to upload it or anything.
Well, just say you have tendies and it'll all work itself out.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Ego Waffle here, and today I got tendies. And that's the podcast for you. Thanks for coming. Please leave a like.
Follow me at Ego Waffle. Yo, speaking of that, where did Ego Waffle come from? Like the name?
So originally, I was Brooklyn 321, which I came up with very long ago, and I just had that as my username on everything. But then I changed it to Lord Egg for some reason, and then Kat changed my nickname on the Hunter x Hunter server to Ego Waffle, and I was like,
yeah.
Okay, and I just started using that, and I was like, yo, this kind of Gucci.
Ooh.
So then I just changed that to my name.
And thus, Ego Waffle was born. Wow, so Kat,
so helpful.
Kat, thank you for bringing Ego in the world, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, you know, you can leave anytime. Just saying. But, no, I'm kidding. But, nah, I'm trying to think of other experience. Here's a cool thing, though, about wearing masks, you know, stuff that covers your face at a con or really anywhere. But no, I was, you know, especially people you don't want to see. That was very convenient because when I was wearing at the first con, I had that Tokyo Ghoul mask. And when I was wearing that, I saw somebody I really didn't want to see. And I literally walked right past them. I'm like, oh, holy crap. Then I realized, I'm like, oh, I got the mask on. I'm like, thank God. Tokyo Ghoul, you saved me. Yeah, so, yeah, if you don't want people to see you, just wear masks, basically.
Tokyo Ghoul mask.
There you go.
Wear a paper bag.
Yes, look like cat, and then you got it made. I don't know what it is. It's like when somebody from the Discord is on here, it's like it's all attack cat now. But if cat's like by herself, it's like, oh, hey, cat. How's it going? Here's your art. That's great. But Ego's here. It's just like, freaking cat. Oh, God. Oh. But basically, I don't know.
Hey, it's better than compliments. I will say that.
Cat is the best person ever in the world. You got to commission her.
Nah.
Yo, you finish your tendies, man?
I decided I'll just save some of them for tomorrow. So,
ooh.
I have more food.
See, no, that's actually smart, bro, because, like, if you're having a bad day, it's like, oh, shoot, I still got some tendies.
No, it makes him a loser because he can't finish them all in one day.
No, I can. I just want to save
them in one sitting.
I want to save them so you know.
Prove that you can finish them all in one sitting.
Tomorrow, if I start to cry a little,
otherwise you will not be the true Ego.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to Ego.
Dude, if I start to cry, I'll just have those tendies to lean on. You know?
Sometimes
I'll make pasta, and it's like, apparently on the box it says it's 2 cups worth of pasta, and then I'll pour it onto my bowl and I'll just eat it on, like, I'll eat it all on accident.
Cat is fat.
Whoa. See, this is cat. If you give her compliments, she's like, no. But if you give her insults, she's like, welcome, best friend. It's very odd. Again, another sign that she is inhumane. I'm going to...
It's because I don't know how to deal with compliments.
Out of all the compliments you've gotten, though, I would think you would, you know, eventually learn. And I say that while I'm the same way. Somebody's like, oh, you're cool. I'm just like, yeah, okay. You too, man.
That's exactly me. Except I don't say you too.
You too, bro.
Oh, thanks, bro. Ego has left. And now it's just me here alone.
What's up, Yaz?
Yo, what
going?
Up?
How is your day going?
Skirt, skirt.
Die.
Basically. Yo, we have this thing in the Discord, what we used to call court. do y'all want to talk about that?
Dude, court was honestly really fun. We need to get the quote-unquote gang back together to
yes.
go do some more court soon. You know,
we
gotta get my boy TGMGX John. We need 5044. We need Meteor. We need the Quarkus Wonder. We need Chicken Little. We need
Togashi.
We need Demon Cat, the man, the myth, the legend herself. We need your anime guy.
I don't know about that one. Yeah, but no. Nah, basically, for the people that don't know, Court is we got really bored. I don't know how it came about, but basically,
okay.
It's... Okay, yeah, y'all say it.
So, I remember specifically, we were in voice chat, and John was going, like, haywire about some stuff. He was... What was it? He was, like, threatening to bully Kat or something. He was trying to harass Kat. We just put him in voice chat, and I yelled at him, and then we just called it court, and then we got him in trouble. and that was just about it.
Yeah. So, and
ever since then, we've just been doing court.
Yeah, it's become like that trend
twice.
Now.
Shut up.
It was fun too, because at first I was like, all right, this is kind of weird, but like eventually it's like, okay, this is actually kind of fun. You know, it's because it's very funny too. And basically, we made Ego the judge, and
I am the judge. The jury and the executioner.
So he basically you know, kills you. I think you if you become like people like all the people that like we'll have like random people from the Discord join in and they would either say stuff or listen And sometimes we'll have people say, like, yeah, they did this, and then we'll pull up screenshots. And then Ego would just, like, lay it on them. And basically, they'll get punished.
Or we just, like, make up stuff and then...
When John broke your arm! We accused this one guy of breaking Kat's arm, even though he had nothing to do with her arm.
Boom.
You know?
Wait, Kat.
I've never broken a bone before.
But I'll say, were you just saying that you dislocated your arm twice?
Yeah, when I was little.
Didn't you say your parents dislocated your arm?
Yeah.
Just wondering, do you want to talk about it?
No.
Yeah. In addition to being a judge, I'm also a therapist, so just let me talk about that.
You are an entrepreneur.
Kat, shut the F word up.
Got him.
So,
Kat, you just got served.
So, you're telling me that your mom and your dad broke your arm?
Yeah, so it all started...
It sounds like child abuse to me.
There's a big dragon, right? A big dragon.
Big dragon.
Is this a dream?
Wait, Kat, are you sure it was a dragon?
It was a dragon.
Was it a big lion by any chance?
No, it was a big dragon. Right, big red dragon.
Big red dragon.
It was like
got
the
it.
Size of your anime guy.
So.
It was a skyscraper.
Well, so it's an average dragon.
So. You tell me this is one of those dragons from Skyrim. Got it? Okay, Skyrim dragon.
Yeah. So I. Like, it caught me by my hood. And then.
Wait. You were wearing a hoodie.
Yeah. I was a cool kid.
Alright.
It caught me by my foot. And then my dad tried to get me out of its grip, and he pulled my arm, and then it just popped off, and now I don't have an arm.
See, and that's Kat saying small people are great, and yet she's so easily terrible.
Manipulated.
Yeah.
Manipulated by the dragon and her dad.
Speaking of
No, it's because the dragon was a skyscraper like you, anime guy.
Was this a dream? Because it sounds like a dream.
No,
it wasn't a dream.
See, yeah, here's the thing. You're not licensed, so you don't know this, but as a professional therapist, she's going to tell it to us in a way to where only we understand. The Skyrim dragon was a metaphor for her problems coming, and her booty was, it's a metaphor for the bubble that keeps her safe, the invisible bubble. And so the whatever I said the dragon was started poking at that little bubble. And so her dad started pulling on her arm to try and save her from those problems, but instead pulled her arm off, which is a metaphor for Kat becoming obsessed with Joseph and...
Exactly.
Ian.
Exactly.
And that is Kat's life.
Yep.
I like how it's very short, though. It's like that's all you need to know. Oh, hey, it fits you.
It was honestly a very emotional story.
Yeah.
I would totally, just if y'all listening are having any problems, just come talk to us. We can tell you your problem.
Ego, the therapist / judge / everything else.
I am literally everything. I can do everything.
He's even an ego.
Whoa.
Too far, Kat.
Whoa.
This is not funny.
That's...
Lego my ego.
Whoa. She just said it. Bro, she just said it.
Bro.
She just said
it. Take that back right now. Take that back.
No.
Take it back.
I will right Lego now. Your ego.
Dude, whoa.
Kat, how dare you?
I did not know you felt that way, dude.
Kat, you've changed. You've changed.
You've really changed, man. That's kind of a... kind of weird of you. TBH, to be honest.
I like, I don't know why that, like, I don't know why I find that funny, but, like, I remember Falcon on the Discord, he would just say, or him and Meteor, and then Ego would do the same thing. Well, they'll just say SMH.
Yeah.
Dude, that stuff would crack me up, man. I don't know why. Just SMH my head, my body, and stuff. I don't know why, dude.
You know, the sad part, though, is I said that so much on Discord that I've genuinely integrated that into my, like, way of talking. So I'll be like talking to my parents, and I'll go, SMH my head. And they'll be like, Ego.
Because that's
you know what that means, right? No, because they're like, you know, you just said shaking my head, right? And I'm like, yeah. Is that?
Hey.
Wait, your parents know what SMH means?
Somehow, I guess.
Dude, first time I ever heard SMH, I thought it was like all one word. Like when you were upset, you're like smuh, just smuh. Yeah,
there's I read it like that actually.
Smuh. I know. I do too. I mean, I guess it's basically the same thing as like just shaking my head. You're just like smuh. Smuh. Mm. Yeah, it's whatever. Cat posts something. Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah. it's all right.
Yeah, but no, we have a.
Maybe when I post my art.
Anyway, about art. Did I hear art? No, I didn't. Anyway, about
Yeah, you did. What?
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 What? What? What? Anyway, what? There's this if I don't know, Edgar mentioned him earlier, but there's this guy called Falcon, Fire Falcon in the Discord. Shout out. but no, he basically it's become a meme now where we have promotions where we promote people to like a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star hunter, you know, for hunter. Everybody's basically getting a 1-star except for Falcon. And it's just going to become a meme now. Like, even when he deserves it, he probably still won't get it because it's like, it would just kill the meme. So,
you know, I really love, joined the server. Like, after Falcon's been in there and active for months. And after like a month of being active, this random dude, they'll get a promotion, but Falcon, who's been active for nearly a year, yeah, leave him at license.
It's because he doesn't talk crap about Hunter. He doesn't say anything.
He talks about Hunter.
Dude, he's done it like he only talks about Hunter when I say that you have to talk about Hunter. F to Falcon, man.
You'll just say like, I like that new chapter or something.
That's
yeah, that chapter was cool.
Yeah, no, you should go into it right now, check the anime chat, and I think he's like, oh man, when's Hunter gonna come back? Wow.
Yeah. Just,
like, he never really actually talks about it.
No. His most recent message is just yeet.
Yeet. That's to the people that don't know, again, that's just our Discord. So again, if totally just join it.
And in the manga channel, it's how many chapters are in the manga.
He's gonna be like, man, if I don't get the 1-star for this, I don't know what will.
You're saying yeet in the anime chat? Oh my god. Man. That deserves like a 5-star.
5-star. Okay. Easy.
Here's the thing though. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at what said. No! No! Okay, Cat, the most recent thing he said was, who's excited for the next Hunter x Hunter episode? Just 20 more years.
Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait till
2031.
When is Meteor getting to a 2-star Hunter? Just wondering.
Never.
When Meteor ever comes back in the Discord, that dude's gone, man.
Next question. Am I going to get to 2-star before? Just wondering.
Yes. If you talk about Hunter.
We'll see.
Alright. I got you, fam.
What? No, actually, since you're doing the podcast, that immediately boosts you up. So.
Yo. Yeah. Okay, guys. You should go read Hunter x Hunter by Yoshihiro Tugasha.
Tugasha.
Now, his story about the boy named Gon and his friend Kiyua. Honestly, emotional story. And you know what? Okay. Just going to tell y'all now, the best character is Hisuka. Hisuka
Boom.
Is honestly just the greatest character in all of anime. You know why? Because get this. He's got bungee gum.
Bungee gum.
Freaking gum, everyone. So, go read Hunter x Hunter right the heck now.
He said
that
it.
Sweet, sweet manga. Read Hunter x Hunter.
You see?
Won't regret
join
it.
You see, guys?
The Discord at https:// /discord.gg/
basically,
capital D 6 W capital U capital D, T, four.
So, the best part about Hunter x Hunter is when the two little kids meet some big furry. And this furry is, she kind of weird though, but you know what the best part about this furry lady is?
What?
She probably dies, and then she probably does die, and then literally all the furries except for like four or five of them die. Because you know what? That's just how anime goes.
They all die. Kat, you should join them.
Yeah.
What?
Actually though. About Hunter x Hunter. Okay, remember that arc? Wait! Dude, remember the arc where they play Sword Art Online?
Bro! I remember that.
Oh my god.
Dude, that was crazy.
Is there...
If you love Sword Art Online, like literally every other epic anime lover out there, go watch Hunter x Hunter. It's like Sword Art Online, but get this. The romance? So steamy. The action packed.
Whoa.
The game that they're in. It's like Sword Art Online, except if they die, they die for real. Not just in the game, but for real they die.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm dead hecking serious.
Holy
guys.
Crap.
Hunter x Hunter. Go read it right now. And while you're at it, go watch the anima. The anima is pretty good. They spend like 3 episodes detailing like 5 minutes of killing furries, and honestly, worth it. Watch it.
It's worth it. Hunter Hunter. I mean, I'm sorry. Hunter x Hunter. That's
Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah. No, man. Did I ever tell y'all the freaking Best Buy? What happened when I went up there to buy some Hana Hana Blu-ray?
Oh Hunter, yeah.
No, yeah. I never heard.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Ego.
Yeah, tell me.
But no, basically, I drove an hour to Best Buy because I called. I'm like, hey, you got this new Hana Hana Blu-ray? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, bet. So when I get there, I find it. I grab it and I went to go buy it. And they one time I asked, I'm like, hey, do you have a Hunter Hunter? And they're like, what? I'm like, you have, and they're like, no. I'm like, do you have Hunter x Hunter? And then that's how it comes up. I'm like, I cringe every time, but that's what you had to do. Anyway, that was another time.
Hunter
anyway.
X Hunter.
But nah, this time I go have the Blu-ray right there, about to check out, buy it, and the lady's like, oh, we can't sell this to you. I'm like, what? Nani? Why? Nande? Logo's about to join.
What's up, children?
Hey!
The legend who's...
Logo Jojo! Ew. Bro,
what's up?
He came back for me, man. I was lonely.
Ew.
I was lonely.
Ew.
Cat.
That's what I'm saying.
Shut your mouth, Cat.
Ew.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, did he just say the F word?
Oh my god.
Maybe.
Oh shoot, no, this is the first time Ego and Logo gets to finally chat. Finally.
Oh yeah.
Hey Logo.
What's up, Ego? Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's been forever.
Welcome, welcome.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, Ego.
Yeah.
Is Logo your long-lost dad?
Nah, he's not my daddy. I'm sorry.
He's my dad, because I never met my dad.
Oh. Else in the chat. But, Logo, man, you good, man? Where you been?
Dude, okay. I was working, and I saw this lady. Like, I drove to my hotel room to go and, like, pick up something. Well, I saw this lady. She had her a flat tire, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll stop and help her out. Well, I went and helped her out. Was picking up the tire and the car jack slipped and the car knocked me over and it like busted my hip all up.
Frick. Yo, I'm telling you, every time, like legit, it's not, I didn't even have to see Logo this time. It's like every time we talk or something, he's always getting hurt.
This is why I don't help people.
just gotta help yourself, man. Like, if cats...
Straight up. And then whenever I hit the ground, I was like... She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. And I tried standing up. She's like, you'll be fine. Rub some dirt on it. I'm like, shut the f*** up. I mean, where
it shoot, man.
Rude.
Wait, was this coming back from work?
I wasn't even on break. I just forgot a tool in my room. So I had to run to my, like, hotel room. I was
oh,
in the middle
man.
Of me working. So I called my boss. And I'm like, hey, man, yeah, I kind of messed up.
I try to be a good citizen. And it just went downhill.
It's like, this is what you get for being nice.
But hey, now you
don't
know.
Be nice.
If you ever see Kat and she's hurt, just keep walking, man.
Leave her.
Just keep walking.
Well, actually, you know, if I see any cat that's hurt, I just shoot them.
You'll never see me hurt because I'm always going to be indoors.
Well, that's how my last cat died.
What was your cat's name?
Bitch.
Can I see a picture?
No.
He's dead, so he probably... I don't really know if I have any pictures of him. I didn't really care that much about him.
Whoa.
Rude.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like every time Kat asks me for a picture of my cat, they die. I have one cat left. Kat, stop asking for pictures.
Hey, yeah.
Buttons?
Can I have a picture of Buttons?
Yo, bet, man. I'll hit you up.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah,
wait,
for sure.
Benjamin Buttons?
Oh, no, nah, it's a girl. But I guess it could be a Benjamin.
Benjamin Button disease.
I love Buttons. So cute.
You know what I love? Water.
Never mind. I can't say that on this Discord.
Water
say
gang.
Say it. I dare you.
So,
wait, say what?
Water gang, man. Water gang.
Water f***ing sucks.
Bro, you want to go?
Water's what keeps you alive.
Milk is what gives you strong bones.
Okay, but see, hear me out. You would not get that milk without water.
Water without milk.
Because, like, cows, they need to eat grass. And grass.
Do babies drink milk?
Grass comes.
Do babies drink milk?
From when you give the grass seeds water.
Wait.
And then babies it don't grows, drink water.
Ego.
And then, so that water.
Ego. Water or milk? Water or milk, Ego?
Gives the grass, and the grass gives the cow
Ego.
Food.
Ego!
Daddy. Bro, produce cat.
Milk.
Cat, shut the F word up.
No.
Ego.
So therefore, water gang is superior because it is
word.
This is what we do to Kat.
It is necessary for everything.
Wait, Kat, are you still speaking?
Rubbing nuts on it.
Got him, macadamia nuts. Ego, water or milk, man.
Well, here's the thing. Over all of those is apple juice. And above apple juice is pink lemonade. But what's in those two?
Water.
Oh, snap.
You could make it with milk.
Now, here's the thing. If the milk was chocolate, I'd have to think about it. But because milk is usually white, I'm going with water.
Bro, that's
racist.
You ever
seen a brown cow?
A brown cow.
Cows are brown.
You ever seen a brown cow? They make chocolate milk.
Dude, I didn't even know this. The more
that's
you know.
The same
know.
Thing with white people and black people.
It all makes sense. Lactose intolerant gang, what's up? Basically,
imagine not being able to drink milk.
Milk is too spicy for you.
Shut up. I have problems. Okay. I felt so stupid because I think when I realized, like, it took me 16 years to realize. When my brother's like, "What you eat today?" 69. I was 69. So close, man. But
so close.
Damn. But nah, my brother's like, "What you eat today?" I'm like, "Bowl of cereal." He's like, "You lactose intolerant?" And then my mind just blew up, and I'm like, "Holy crap! It all makes sense now." So yeah, that
emotional
was it.
Story.
Thank you for your time. Buy my book on eBay. Huh?
Dude, you should write a book. Seriously, it's about the lactose life.
Dude, it's gonna be a sorry book.
So, dude, you can't even be in milk gang or water gang. You got to be in lactose gang.
Lactose
gang. Apparently, you're forced to be in water gang because of lactose.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but still. Water's kind of, you know, elite.
Because it creates everything.
Yo, listen to this. Logo Jojo cannot, like, I know he can drink water, but, like, it's like basically how somebody drinks water is how Logo drinks soft drinks. It's like a common thing now. I feel like I had a point to that, but I totally forgot.
Water, like, I don't drink water, period.
What do you drink then?
So bad.
I drink everything else but water.
How are you alive?
Literally, dude. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, everybody should stop drinking water. I don't know what it is, but water makes me so sick for some weird reason. It makes me feel like I'm going to throw up. Pee.
Yeah, that you drinking the wrong water, man. I'm telling you. Tap water is not the way to go.
I drink after I'm I've tried all that smart water, and it's kind of not smart.
Bro, I'm drinking smart water right smart now, water. Man. It's so good, man.
Just get some bottled water.
Drink tea.
Drink tea.
Pee.
I drink.
Drink pee.
Oh.
Tea or pee?
Bear Grylls.
Or the puh.
Pee with a P.
Puh.
Puh.
Say it with your chest.
Puh.
Good job, man. I'm proud of you. Let's pack it up, boys. We're going home.
All right. Fun time.
Hey, guys.
All right. So, Ego, you gotta share those tendies, man?
Yeah. Bro, I would give you some, but I really do have to save these for when I decide to just give up on life, you know?
Did you say tendies?
Yes, tendies. Like, these are my emotional support chicken tendies.
You have some?
Yeah.
I think I've been lied to my whole life.
What happened?
I didn't know that emotional support
tending
existed.
Dude!
Mr. Therapist Ego. I'm sorry.
Do you need some emotional support tendies?
Like, dude, I think I need an emotional support anything.
No, see, emotional support tendies are there for you, because you'll be in a time of crisis, you'll be like crying, you'll be an emotional mess, and you'll just look over, and you'll just have some tendies right there. And you'll be like, holy crap.
Wait for them tendies to get microwaved.
Shut up, Catherine.
Okay, is emotional support tendies like slang for like dad? Because I never had one of those.
Ooh.
I mean, emotional support tendies, the thing is, when you are eating them, you can imagine them to be whatever you want. Is it your long lost dad?
I don't want to eat them and imagine my dad.
No, you imagine he's feeding the tendies to you, and you're like, this is the time I missed out on with my daddy. It's just emotional, because, you know, emotional support tendies.
There you go.
You know, I'm glad I have a stepdad.
Cat sucks.
Yeah, joke's over.
Yeah. What?
What?
Indeed. Indubitably. Yo, but seriously, though.
Wiener.
We need to get Ego to hit up AX 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it, though?
It's in LA, and LA is horrible.
You think I have the money to go to that privileged neighborhood?
Literally, oh my gosh, he's speaking the truth.
Garbage.
I'm poor,
it's
man.
It's not even that good of a place. It's like really sketchy.
I don't have money.
Really terrible.
Discord, we're doing a fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
Alright, yeah.
Yo, support me on Patreon.
All of our tickets.
Going to Anime Expo. Yo, no, just like apply for like a press badge and just become a press.
Oh.
A press.
You're right, because I can use depressed. My YouTube channel as the press. Oh my
bro,
gosh.
There you go. 50 subscribers.
You could
elite.
Literally pull the what's it called? I can forget the guy's name. Just bring a ladder. If you bring a ladder, you can
get David Dobrik. David Dobrik.
Yeah, David Dobrik. Yeah, bring a ladder and you
just win. Ladders were made for short people.
So anyway, yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, so there you go, Ego. Just bring a ladder, man.
Okay, now, you think I have the money for a ladder?
Legit. Oh, he speaks the truth.
Bro, no, we just gotta pile up in one vehicle, head to a cat's house, raid it, steal all her money, give her dogs and take her cats, and then go to AX. And there you go. Thank you.
Honestly.
Encore? Oh, y'all want an encore? Okay. Well, and then after... Yes. No, oh.
No, encore. Encore!
No! Oh. No!
Do it!
Bro, Logo, man, I miss you over here. It's lonely.
I tried being home too.
I need somebody to look at, man.
That's me.
Hey, no.
Whoa.
Yo, this is what we were talking about earlier. Yes. Just like Kat's profile picture. I mean, bros, you gotta get faced up, man. That's how you do it.
Straight up, bro. Like,
no,
I straight up missed the podcast. I straight up missed a date. I straight up missed
bro.
My favorite restaurant.
Bro, that's not cool,
and
man.
And now I'm here. And all I got is freaking Applebee's.
Ugh.
Applebee's? My God.
I know. See, this is what happens when you try to be a nice citizen. You know, everything just goes downhill fast.
It really does.
Speaking of that, don't drink milk if you're lactose intolerant. I don't know why. No. I got, like, my picture is of a Togashi in a manga format. And sometimes I look at
it, and
I'm just like, that is a mood. He's just there sitting with shades on, smoking a cigarette, just chill. I'm just
honestly,
like,
big
don't
mood.
Smoke.
Big mood. Kat says, don't smoke, guys. So, well, smoke,
smoking
I guess.
Bad.
Kat's bad.
Hey,
Yeah.
I respect that.
Oh, thanks, man.
Change your profile picture back to Joseph.
No, shut your mouth.
Freak
out about Joseph. Oh, God.
I will not.
Logo, you should totally see my setup right now, man. Before you got here, bruh.
Yeah.
It's, I kept losing call like 5 times already.
Oh my God.
And, right now, I legit got my phone on a window with my mic in my hand, standing up.
That sucks. At least I'm sitting in my vehicle.
Yeah, I'm glad. Vehicle. I'm glad y'all are comfortable, comfortable. Vehicle.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm sitting at my desk.
Must be nice.
Wait, Kat, how do you fit in the desk?
You fit in. I mean, she is short.
What?
It makes sense.
Yeah, good point. Just sit in the desk, not at the desk.
I have a chair.
What kind of chair?
A very big one.
A really old and bad chair with wheels that really work.
Kat doesn't have the PewDiePie game chair.
Wow. Sad.
Wow. You haven't played Tuber Simulator? Do you play Tuber Simulator?
What?
No, I played it like once.
Yeah, I played it once. Do you play it?
Yeah, this one time at band camp. Nothing.
Oh, speaking of weird stories.
Yeah.
I had to go to like Home Depot today. Well, this old lady was in there like at the self checkout area, and sorry, I started laughing. Anyway, so she came up and she was like, "Hey, how are you doing?" I'm like, "Doing great." And then all of a sudden, she starts talking about her ex-husband for some weird reason. Okay, if you're a child, you may want. I mean, it's not really that bad if you don't like to work.
Just keep talking.
Okay, so we were talking, and she said her husband had cheated on her, and one night he came home and he had been cheating on her when he was drunk. Well, he threw up all over her when he got home, so she slapped him. He went to bed mad and whatever, and went and like drunk, knocked out, like to sleep. So she got mad at him, walked into his room and grabbed cement, like the kind that you just kind of apply to stuff, and lathered his penis in cement.
Bro.
I'm in Home Depot and she's telling me this, and everybody's staring at me, and I'm like, uh-huh. So you put it on his, and she's like, yeah, penis. And I'm like, and so everybody's like,
why do your stories always go back to that?
I don't know.
Oh, no, guys that don't know, listeners, we cut the story at last podcast for Kat. So y'all didn't get
Please
to
tell me the story.
I
want to know it.
We're going to cut this out too.
No, that's it. Logo, tell the story over again, bro. Tell the world.
Tell
the world, man.
Recording?
Yeah.
Long story short, man cheats on woman. Woman gets angry. Woman slaps man. Man goes to bed. But man's laying in bed. Woman gets cement. Apply cement to penis. In morning, man can't pee or nothing, and it is constant pain and misery.
No, we're talking about the other story, man.
Wait, what's my story?
Yeah. We had to cut it out of the last podcast because Kat's mom was going to listen to it. Yeah.
We are getting rid of this and we are cutting this out.
My penis?
Bro, no, we're going to have it. We're going to keep it. We're going to, like, other people are saying, like, just make a make a Patreon or something. Just throw all the uncut stuff we cut out into a one thing, basically.
Ooh.
Gang, gang.
Scoo-scoo. What's wrong with Discord?
Bro, I'm back. I'm telling you, man. Discord sucks.
It's working fine for me.
Shut up. Nobody cares.
Okay, so what were we doing?
You're gonna
my cat.
You're gonna tell
no,
us.
You're gonna tell us the story from last week.
Wait, so are we legit talking about my hospital story? Not my hospital story, my doctor's office.
Hey, man, if you want to.
Okay.
You don't have to.
I fell in the bathtub.
That's all you need to know.
I fell. It broke. Obviously, it's the smallest one this nurse ever seen, and they don't make casts for them. They just give you pills and a shot.
There you go. If you want to hear the uncut version, click the link below and follow Ego on Twitter. There you go.
Yes, follow me on Twitter. I release the greatest tweets ever. Just saying, TBH, to be honest.
Are you? Yeah. Wait, no. You're on Twitter?
Yes.
Dude. Let's see. I'm about to just go ahead and send you a little diddle.
Open up for a surprise.
I can't remember. Diddle was the only one that came out.
Yo, diddle's a word?
I don't know. I'm gonna look. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Diddle daddle. Yo, Logo, you missed it, man.
Is diddle a bad
Is it?
You said, hold on. I just put in is diddle, and then it came up, is diddle a bad word? Holy crap. Diddle. To molest or enact sexual act.
Whoa.
Dude, I'm not diddling you.
Bro, I've been.
What the hell?
We've been saying this all our lives.
My whole life.
Yo, remember everybody? Holy crap. We always had old ladies like, oh, you dilly dallying around? Bro. We've been molesting, man.
They were saying dilly dallying.
How do you know, Kat? Were you there?
Dilly and dally.
Didn't think so.
Because Ego told me, and he's the old woman.
Ego is everything.
Yes. Game old lady? Not cool.
Not cool indeed.
Wait, what the frick did you just say? Did you say, do you shop at Old Navy?
What?
You know what?
Like, Discord started messing up. The only thing I heard was, bitch, do you shop at Old Navy?
Ego did say that, yes.
Yes.
No. What the frick? Were my feelings hurt? Yes. Am I crying? Yes. Yeah, that's it.
What?
So, how's your day going?
I don't know. Kat's here, so I can't really say. It's like so-so.
Ego, where are you at on Twitter?
Okay.
No!
Speaking of Twitter, I got permission to open it. You can DM me on Twitter. I'm just gonna go on.
Yeah, no, Logo, if you missed it, we basically became a self-promotion podcast. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how did that happen?
Freaking Kat started it.
Actually, if you think about it, it never did start it because we could cut it and it will never exist.
True. I have the power. Kat who? We just talk about Kat the whole podcast and just cut her voice out the whole time?
Every time Kat says something...
You can't cut me out if I talk over you.
Every time, like, Kat talks, can we put, like, a really long meow over it? So it's just like... So literally, it's like we're talking to a cat.
Or, like...
That would be really cool.
Slow down Kat's voice. Or she's like, hey.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Ego, tell the story. Or she'll just...
All right, which one?
Story.
She'll just sound like Logo, basically.
But without the awkward cowboy accent.
Whoa.
Whoa. A little messy.
So you sound like you're a cowboy.
I sound like I like horses.
Yeah.
Man, girl, you look so good. You look like you like Brussels sprouts. Yeah, that makes a lot of freaking sense.
Bro, what are you reading?
Brussels sprouts are gross.
I thought you were talking to Kat for a second. I was like, you okay?
She's like underage. I can't say that to her.
That's what I was saying. Plus, she's like very like she's like 2 feet, bro. You can't even like look at her.
Only 12.
She's like 2 foot tall.
Yeah, bro.
You know, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
That's like 3 foot taller than what? Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Logo. Guess what, man?
Yeah.
You're not alone.
What's that?
You're not alone.
In what?
In height. Ego, tell him, man.
Your height.
Are you seriously going to tell him sensitive information like that? That's not cool, guys. Don't do this to me.
Ego is only 9 and he's 5'7".
Yeah.
I'm like 30-12 and I'm like 5'7".
Wow.
I know.
He knows.
30-12?
Exploiting.
Exploiting,
5'7 all the way.
5'7 all the way. Like, any taller, pretty cool. But any shorter, kind of stupid, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like
so
that.
So this is the perfect height to, like, people.
Basically.
Fun height.
Fun height. Yeah.
But when you're short...
Shut up!
Whenever you're short, you get the tall people to do everything.
Exactly.
Trash
is cat.
Tall people are my slaves.
Yeah. No. Cat. Speaking of that,
no. We don't talk about things like that here on the show.
No. Every time I go to the store, man, I always have like literally. Yesterday, I was at a store and I was just walking by and I hear. Sir, I'm like, okay, here, I turn around, and an old lady's like, can you get this off the shelf? This happens very frequently now, so I feel like it's like,
oh my gosh.
It's like cats.
See, skyscrapers can be helpful sometimes.
I literally have that same problem, but I still can't reach it.
Ooh, F, man. It is.
I had a lady yesterday, and the lady was short, and she's like, could you reach this? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, and I looked at it, and I reached all the way up. I'm like, oh, frick.
See, that's got to be worse. It's like, not that you can't do it, but that, like, you tried.
I had to do, like, that awkward little jump to grab it.
Yeah, see, it is also a confidence booster, too, when you can just, like, casually, like, oh, yeah, you need this? Grab two of them at the same time, man.
Whenever tall people drop things on the ground, I'm the first one to pick them up.
Ooh. Or, like, if Kat's there, I'll just have it and drop it on her. It won't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, if you drop, like, a hammer or something, see, Kat's there to catch it.
Exactly. I mean,
no. I'll be indoors.
Well, we use hammers indoors also, you know. They sell indoor hammers, too.
No.
Wow.
They sell indoor hammers. Got him. Kat, can you like stop being short?
I would.
Kat.
No. Shh. I like being short. And if you guys do drop something on the ground, you will have to pick it up. I'm too lazy.
Wow. Kat.
Yeah.
You're probably related to that citizen that Logo helped tonight. Ego, you're saying something, man. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, what'd you cut me off, bro? My feelings are kind of hurt from that.
Bro, I'm sorry, man. I'll give you some more tendies.
Really?
Yeah. Tendies? Yeah, man.
Give me them tendies. I'll slide a knife down your back.
Every time I hear y'all say tendies, I think of something else. I hear it and I'm like, yeah, we're talking about the right subject.
Would you mind telling us what you're hearing?
Emotional support titties, and I'm like, I will throw money at that. Hey, that's prostitution. That's not prostitution.
That's a diddling.
Wait.
Emotional support? What? Tendies, man?
Yes. I got them all, bro. I got the...
But
yo.
Tendies on titties.
I can't... Nah, bro. You gotta... Yo, I got those sweet tart ropes, man. Those would help anything.
Licorice is bad.
You're bad. Go away.
No.
Since we're speaking about food and titties, remember whenever we were in New Orleans and we saw those, like, sweet tart G-strings and stuff?
A thing.
We were in the candy store and they had those bras.
Dick in a box.
What?
they have bras and G-strings made out of, like, sweet tarts on a rope.
Did they have any in my size?
I actually looked at them, and they are come in multiple sizes, but I always think about this. Are they legit going to put candy on their butt a crack, like going right up in there?
Heck yeah.
Man, give that extra little zing.
Yes.
Ego's like, this is what I've been wanting my whole life.
Honestly, dude.
No, that candy store was something else, man, because it's like you walk in there, and it's like you feel like you're a child. And then you walk up and then you just grab a box of Dick in a Box
and it's like you just got your day made.
Dick in a Box, Ambiguous Gay.
Ambiguous Gay Duo. That's freaking, that's a Kat's profile picture right now.
Exactly.
Psych!
Let me look at it so I can judge it.
JoJo has a wife.
Joestar and Caesar probably are both bisexual.
No, they're not.
Cat get it.
Bro, they're pretty straight, TBH, to be honest.
Very. SMH, my head, man.
SMH.
My head. Not doing the podcast. It sounds like Cat is right now doing Photoshop.
Wow, Cat.
I've got Photoshop open.
Very rude.
I'm not using it right now.
She's cheating on us right now, man. She's not even paying attention to us.
I heard Joe is using Photoshop right now.
Whoa.
Joe who?
Frick Joe.
Joe Mama.
Ah, you got me again, man.
I'll die in a second right there.
Cat's mom sucks.
Whoa. Thanks to that, though.
Sorry. I straight up just lost my voice.
We had to cut Logo's famous story out of the podcast last one, cause
let's cut it out again, cause Rusty is ugly.
Whoa! Don't talk about Rusty like that.
Don't be a pet. That's not cool.
Wait, who's Rusty?
And he's ugly and grumpy.
Who's ugly?
Rusty.
Me.
Who's Rusty?
I just told you my cat.
Who cares?
I bet Joe cares.
Joe
there's
who?
Like a billion other cats.
There is no like Joe. Now take off your clothes.
Like if one person died.
Okay. What?
Hey, my dentist's name is Rusty.
That's right.
I don't care.
Okay. Here's the thing I've realized. I was listening to our, going through our podcast today, seeing what we've talked about, and we talk about the same thing every podcast, man. Like, we'll mention something, and it's like, we'll totally forget about it, and then the next podcast is like, oh, yeah, was it this thing? And we're like, yeah, Hunter. Oh, yeah.
Epstein killed himself.
Yeah, Rusty?
So
yeah,
my dentist was what was our topic on this podcast that we are sticking to?
Why Hunter x Hunter is the greatest freaking anime of all time.
Now I'm curious to watch the hentai of Hunter. Okay, I'm gonna be right back. I gotta look up some hentai.
wait, dude, can I go with you?
I'm literally doing it right now.
Wait, hey, hold on. Can I come? I got some tendies.
Does it actually?
Ego has hentai of Boku no Pico on his wall.
Okay. I did. You know, the sad part about it is a few years ago, I did watch an episode of Boku no Pico.
Me too!
Yeah, same.
No, and the best part was I only watched one episode, but I kept telling this one guy I knew that I watched all three of them, and that he should go watch all three of them so we can talk about it together.
Bruh.
So, you know, he leaves, the next day he shows back up, and he's like, I watched all three episodes, that was kind of interesting.
Oh, holy crap, dude. Are you freaking kidding me? I'm an idiot.
Let's just play it on Discord right now.
Let's do it! Dude, okay, actually, though, the intro theme to Boku no Pico is actually kind of catchy, though.
Alright, guys, podcast over. We gotta go watch Boku no Pico. Peace.
Yes!
Yes.
Okay, alright, I got a story. I'm sitting in my truck right now, and we were talking about Hunter hentai. So I was like, straight up, I looked that up to see if it's real.
Bro.
And this guy is picking up buggies in this parking lot. He comes right beside my truck, and I look over at him. My phone is straight up showing Hunter hentai.
Nice.
I'm like, oh no.
Nice. That guy is probably like, hey.
There is hentai. Don't look it up.
Dude, are you dead serious? Wait, actually.
Alright. See, this is what.
Why would you look that up?
Hey, Logo.
You might be lying.
Logo saves people, man.
Oh my god.
It's like Nefer joining the army,
Pito,
man.
Hunter. Wait, okay, Neferpito Hunter. Anti-demon Hunter.
Hunter. You don't exist!
MILF Hunter. Oh, wait, my mom's hot friend. Wait, this isn't Hunter.
Wait, Pornhub, this isn't Hunter. Hold on, stepsister, hold on. What is this?
Wait, what am I?
Step bro, what are you doing?
Hot girl makeup sex, part 2, Tara V. What?
This is a beach. This is a bathtub.
What? Right in front of my salad?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Cat, welcome.
Girl brutally attacked. Wow. Why am I doing this? We're done with this part.
That's okay.
Oh, great.
I gotta look up the Bible now.
Oh, man.
So in Hunter x Hunter, my favorite part is when the clown guy...
Wait. Hisoka's the best.
Horrible.
It's when Hisoka picks up that girl inside Sword Art Online. That part was very emotional. You know?
Nah, the time... No, you just saw the time when he, like... When he went, like,
Because he sucked the life out of you.
Oh!
He sucked at the pee-pee.
Got him.
Or, I mean, he could be crappy guy. I mean, crappy guy.
Cropica. Oh, yeah. Crappy guy.
Crappy guy, got
it. Yeah.
Crappy guy.
That's how you pronounce
Literally
it.
Literally the most overrated character ever needs to be demolished. Who's the writer for Hunter again? Tagashi, whatever his name is.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that guy.
No, dude, I love it now. Every podcast now, Logo's dissing on Krupika now. I mean, crappy guy, my bad. But it's like, it's
what is crappy guy?
No, his name is Pikachu.
Shut up, Cat.
Pikachu literally has better stats than Krupika.
Boom.
Read the manga.
Whoa,
Cat's
calm down.
Read the manga.
Hisoka versus Krolo. Good stuff.
Bro.
Yeah.
That fight. Good fight.
Good fight. Wait, don't spoil anything, man.
So what happens is basically Hisoka is like, that's not cool, bro.
I know, bro. Yo, when that happened, when
And
then he eats Krolo's arm.
Bro. He vored him.
What are you doing? Don't spoil it for me.
Don't spoil it. Okay, but when Hisoka fakes his death, though, like,
Logo left.
Pat, bro, why the heck did you spoil that?
Bro.
And then Hisoka, he went,
okay. And he left again. Yo, stop. Yamete!
And then he.
Yamete, cat!
Konnichiwa! Ohayou gozaimasu!
Onegaishimasu!
Konnichi hentai-ku!
Yoroshiku! Wait, what?
How do you say I am in Japanese?
Watashi wa?
Watashi wa hentai lord 44.
Manko.
Kusore! I feel bad for like if it was like, I don't know why that would make sense. Never mind. I was going to say like, I would feel bad if a Japanese kid's listening to this and then they heard this and their parents, you know, they got in trouble. But then I'm like, wait. It's English we're speaking the whole time. So basically, what am I saying, bro?
Yeah, but losers go and listen to K-pop all the time, but they don't understand the language. So
I could literally tell them my middle name is Monka.
Oh, bro, dude, we were in New Orleans, and I think we were passing some Japanese people or whatever. Wasn't sure if they were Japanese or not, and freaking Logo was just like hitting up, like he just yells Monko to see if they'll turn around. And we got a couple people turn. And I think
what does that mean?
Nothing.
What does it mean, Yag?
It means.
I give you a hint.
Dictionary.
It means cat.
Retarded.
Oh,
that's close.
Got him.
What's all another name for cat?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh, very cool. I'm gonna start saying this frequently.
Dude, Logo sounds like the guy, like, he'll be, like if there's a
he
movie...
He sounds like a very buff and cute guy.
Like, if there's, like, a movie with, like, a sex scene on it right now, Logo will be, like, the guy, the music playing in the background, have, like, little sappy music with the, like, saxophone or something. He'll be like, hey...
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper. But he'll have, like, a voiceover. Do-do-do-do. Dude, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Dude. You know, I should get my kazoo for us and do that, man.
Do it.
Oh. Wait, is this like Kazoo Kid?
Bro, I am Kazoo Kid.
Holy crap.
Pizza over pasta, just saying.
Pasta's
that's
better.
A really hard one to
Holy crap! Okay. Y'all gotta give me like some pasta, because I'm apparently eating the wrong one.
Okay, go eat ravioli right now.
Ugh, ravioli. That's not even like ravioli. That's like ravioli. A pregnant. That's like a ravioli. Pregnant like spaghetti.
What's in the pocket, Oli?
Ravioli.
Artichoke ravioli.
Joe Mama's a ravioli.
Ooh.
Penicini Alfredo.
Yes, penicini Alfredo. Got it.
But you know what's really good? Pasta with shrimp.
You know what else is better? Dogs over cats.
Ew.
Dogs are better than cats, though. Okay?
It's true. It's true. See, Ego is a man of culture. Cat is a person that should not speak.
Like, you see cats over there flexing off her little kitty photos. But just saying, if I brought my dog photos? Into this...
What photos?
Her cat photos, I swear.
I swear it's not what you think.
Your dog.
My dog is better than your cat.
No, your dog sucks.
Damn.
Logo, you good, bro?
I can't.
Bro, y'all just killed. Ego left. He's like, I'm done. He's done.
I can't. Oh my god. I'm crying. I just escalated.
You need to lay off like that milk, bro. That's what it does to you, man.
I'm sorry. I like.
See, if you drink that water, you stay a little sane. I mean, maybe. Depends.
I love women. Women make milk.
That's gay.
Whoa, cat. Whoa.
How would you know what's gay and what's not? You literally have to
think of Joe. It's gay to like women because women like men, and that's gay.
Wait, what happened to Ego? Ego, do you got some chicken tendies, man?
My God, why do you want my chicken tendies?
Bro, I want them now.
No, they're mine.
Son of a whore.
Dude, I worked hard.
I think we need to end the podcast.
I think Joe needs to end it.
Wait, who's Joe?
I think Karapika needs to be rewritten into another character.
What did he do to offend you exactly, though?
He exists.
Yo, that's kind of mean, though.
Like, literally, let's just say this. Let's just say that if he never existed, I'd be okay. Mm-hmm. Hunter x Hunter would still be the best anime.
Yo, I think Logo...
Clearly, you haven't watched Sword Art Online.
I think Logo
I have watched, like, Nathan made me watch Sword Art Online a little bit. And I mean, didn't it die? Like,
it's bad. It's poopy. It's stinky.
Somebody told me that it was good starting off, and then it got really bad.
It was all right, and then it just progressively
it was alt right. No,
poop.
Yeah, no.
I can.
SAO was gonna start as like the best anime ever, and then it just ended as like cat. So it's like, eh, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
kind of. They should have just kept it season one, honestly.
They should have just kept making episodes of Parasite.
Bro, Parasite's so good.
Exactly. Parasite was good.
Last episode,
honestly,
sucked.
My favorite anime for the longest time.
Yo. First anime I ever heard that had dubstep OST, man. That was lit. AF.
I need another series that's like Erased.
Bro, I just finished Erased yesterday.
Erased
is so good.
Yo.
Boy, I've never heard of Erased.
Yo, here's the thing. Logo. Watch Erased.
Yeah. Erased is good.
And then just don't watch the last two episodes.
No, but...
I can do that.
That's true.
As good, but overall, man, that I liked it.
No.
Good show.
Logo never finishes anime, so this would be a good anime for him. It's only 12 episodes.
I literally leave the last episode. I never watch the last episodes.
Yeah,
go do that.
It's really short. It's really, really short. You will finish it.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna be binging.
All right, I'm looking up.
I stayed up 5 in the morning watching the race. That's how good it is, man.
It's better.
It's so good.
Okay, all right. So I'm looking up the description of it right now.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You gotta freaking binge it, bro. Just watch the anime, bro. Don't look into it. Just go watch it.
It's better than what the description says.
Satoru Fujinami?
Wait. Logo.
Yeah.
What anime is Ego's picture?
Let me check. Hold on. I gotta look at the picture. I haven't seen it yet.
No, don't look it up.
I honestly don't have a clue. Is it from Demon Slayer?
Yes!
No, it's from JoJo!
Hey!
Oh, wait, yeah, Demon Slayer. The canal
Yeah, bro. Yo, Logo's got to get on that Demon Slayer, man. Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Kimetsu grind. I got to restart Demon Slayer because I fell asleep one day watching it, and now I was like on, I can't remember what episode I was on, and I was watching Sub. And I was like, this makes no sense. This whole anime sucks. And come to find out, I missed like 3 episodes.
It all makes sense. Nah, but the animation's amazing. Yeah. Well, shoot, bro. It has been fun. I thank you guys for all coming on the podcast. Thank you, except for Kat.
Yes.
But yeah, yep. No. Let's start with Kat. Oh, Logo. Bro.
Logo dead.
I killed him. I shot him in the head.
Dang, Logo Georgia. Well, hey, if y'all want to plug, Kat, what do you have to plug?
Commission me. $25. Profile okay. Picture.
You say
PayPal only.
Commission. You say commission you, but like, where? I don't even know.
On Twitter.
Twitter. What's your Twitter?
Go to Twitter. My art account is at DEM0N_KAT_ARTS.
Yes. Ego, you got anything to plug now?
Bro, I'm gonna plug everything.
Bro.
So first, go follow my Twitter. It's Brickland321. BRICKLAND321. No capitals, no spaces, none of that jazz. Go follow me and go sub to my YouTube channel. If I get more subs, I make more content.
Boom!
And, yes!
Yes! I love it!
Usernames are not cap sensitive.
Just
do it. Yes, and Logo Jojo dipped. So follow him on Twitter at not Logo Jojo.
You, Logo.
Yes. Is he coming
do
back?
Not follow him.
Or is he like gone?
I don't think he is.
Oh.
I think he just left.
All right, well,
cool. Follow your anime guy.
No. Bye.
At your anime guy.
See you
on
next
Twitter.
Time. Peace.
Bye
bye. H Source on Twitter.
Bye bye.
At TPN Manga.
Yeah, Kat sucks. Wait, Logo Jojo's back. We can't end it now. Logo, we're leaving.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave.
We're leaving, man. Let us leave.
My name is at not Logo Jojo on Twitter.
Awesome.
That's okay.
That's cute.
Yeah, so that's it, guys. We'll see you next episode. Peace.